Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes, sir. You can join the conversation throughout 713-572-4610. Also get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. Get to that question of the day later on. Send those answers in later on this hour. Also, the touchdown celebration. Start thinking about that as well coming up later on this hour. But we have to start with the Houston Astros and the reports yesterday that I guess make it officially now, although it's coming from sources. But Joe Espada and Dana Brown will be back in 2026 for the Astros. Whether you're happy about that or not, let us know on the text line. But, John, what stands out? What do you think is... Well, look, I'll tell you my first. Yeah. Let me give you my. For me, I don't know why Joe Espada, why it was ever really a question personally. I like Joe Espada. I think he's done a good job the first 2 years. Is he the perfect manager? No, of course not. Is he the best manager in the league? No. But, I mean, they exceeded the Vegas win total this year. So, in a sense, exceeding expectations, despite having the most injuries in the league throughout the year. I know they missed the playoffs. I know the win total went down from the year prior, but I don't put it on Espada. I think he did the best with what he had to work with throughout the year. I think he actually deserves credit for the job he did with the Astros. So that one I don't understand. I think Dana Brown could come under a little more fire, but I haven't gotten understood the conversation the last couple of weeks about Espada being on the hot seat.
Well, let me ask you this. What are the Astros telling us? It was where I went. What are they telling us we're going to run it back? Are they saying we're good? We're good. We think these guys can, you know, given some better health,
right?
Maybe an acquisition on the mound or two. You know, that these guys are a championship combination. Are they telling us that?
I think so. That was my thought of, like, you know, those guys aren't the problem. Those guys are the right guys that can right the ship here, and that the bigger issue was the injuries this year. Mm-hmm. And so maybe try to address that, right? Maybe that's where you make the changes on the staff. But no, yeah, I thought that with this, you know, hold serve if you're the Astros, roll with these guys because you still have the confidence that, you know, these are the right guys under the right circumstances that can get the job done.
Well, okay, so I don't know. I'm trying to kind of parse it out and figure it out myself. That's one extreme. We're good. This is a championship combination. We're going to add some pieces. We're going to make a run. On the opposite end of the spectrum, and I'm not saying that I believe this. You know, I think you can just argue it different ways. Is he getting Bo Portered? Is Joe Espada getting Bo Portered here? Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, hey, we're going to have to rebuild. You know, we know that Jose Altuve is going to be 37. We know that we have giant holes in the system. We have to rebuild the system. I mean, we're not just going to pay a dude off, you know, just for the sake of another bad season next year. Those are the, I mean, that's two ends of the spectrum. And the guy making the decision is Jim Crane.
Right.
So, or does it fall somewhere in the middle? Kind of like what these guys are doing. Maybe they can maneuver a little bit, get us through the, a brief rebuild or retool, whatever you want to call. I have no idea what they're, but, clearly, this is a Jim Crane, you know, production, and he's making the decision for one, you know, one way or another in terms of where he thinks this club is, and I don't know exactly where he thinks this club is.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I thought this past year was going to be a soft rebuild, and I thought we were heading more in that direction. Then they made some moves to, you know, you bring in Christian Walker, and you do some of the things that they did to try to bolster the team in the here and now. You go get Correa midseason, so things of that nature. So I don't know if they'd want to lean more into some sort of rebuild this year or still try to be competitive and go for the World Series. But regardless, I think this is a big offseason for the Astros. And I do think they need a decent amount of help this offseason. And so if you're keeping these guys around, obviously for the offseason, it's more about the GM than the manager. You have to have faith that Dana Brown is that guy. And I do think part of it is when you look at, look, I mean, Dana Brown came in, you know, because the Astros fired the previous general manager after winning a World Series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things just, you had the butting of the heads in the front office. So also part of me is just that thought of, this might sound mean, but Dana Brown's more of like that yes man, or more of that Jim Crane type of guy that
yes,
you can
yes.
not manipulate, you know.
No, but absolutely can, manipulate. Yeah, I think.
So, yeah, yeah. So, you know, so you keep him around to keep things a little more calm there in that front mm-hmm. office with the ownership. But this is a huge offseason for Dana Brown and the Astros. I don't know if he's the right guy to handle this type of offseason. They have gone down in victories each of his years leading this franchise, and mm-hmm. I think they're in a much different spot now than when he took over, and not for the better. But, yeah, I think that plays part of it, too, for Jim Crane, of just wanting to keep it status quo, you know, not bringing somebody new that might disrupt things. And you have Dana Brown, who, you know, you seem to have a good enough working relationship. So just move forward with that and hope he can figure it out.
Well, and you know, you also have to realize that, you know, in a weird way, Joe Espada got bailed out by the injuries. You know, now, maybe had they not gotten injured, we'd be talking about a World Series
run. Right.
Yeah. You know, so we don't know that part. But the fact that the injuries were so abundant, it was almost impossible to let him go. Like, because not because you'd get criticized, but maybe you don't even know. Like, man, injury after injury after injury. And he did make a big run in the midseason where they were 20 games over 500.
Yeah.
They were running away with the division. And it was largely because of how Espada was kind of managing the roster as it came to him, because it was turning over so much. And a new pitcher here and a new pitcher there and a new outfielder and a new shortstop and new this, new that. So he does get credit there, but in a weird way, let's say they had stayed healthy and they'd fallen flat, then he'd be out.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be out.
Right. I could see that. That's mm-hmm. true. He does kind of get a mulligan, fair or otherwise, for mm-hmm. this year. But that's why I thought he should. I was surprised by the rhetoric when the season ended. Like, I thought he should. Mm-hmm. I thought he deserved credit for the job he did, that they still won 87 games. They were right there with most of the teams in the AL, despite all of the injuries. And if you look at the metrics, they lost more value to injuries this year than any other team in Major League Baseball. The injuries, it's not just some lame excuse that you use as fans. Like, it was mm-hmm. unbearable at times this year. And so still to be competitive and in the race to the very end, I thought Espada actually deserved credit for that. Shouldn't be getting the criticism and blame. It's my understanding he has 1 year left on his contract, so that's why I get, like, 2026 is that prove it year where you hope you have more health. And now, okay, let's see what you can do, and he will be on the hot seat this year. I don't know about Dana Brown's contract, but if I were to make changes for the Astros, I believe Alex Cintron's contract is up,
mm-hmm.
and I think hitting coaches get too much blame and also too much credit at times. But you do look at, like, look, the Mariners brought in a new hitting coach this year, and that seemed to change things. The Blue Jays brought in a new hitting coach this year, and they had the best offense in the AL. So I do think the hitting coach can certainly have an impact. And if we're looking at the coaching staff, that's where I would put more of the blame for mm-hmm. the Astros, fair or not, as opposed to Joe Espada. So if I'm bringing back Espada and Dana Brown, I might make a change with the hitting coach, and then obviously something needs to change with the whole medical.
Yeah.
Stuff. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think we should expect some changes like that. Medical staff, for sure. There's no way you cannot make changes. Like you have, even Jim Crane, if that's his cousin, you know, that's a doctor that's there.
Yeah.
You there's no way. You have to make changes there. The athletic training staff. Hey, guys, I get it. It's a rough world out there. And good luck on your next venture. But you can't bring these guys back. You just simply cannot.
No.
I think Cintron is an interesting, batting coach, maybe, you know, pitching coaches, who knows, who knows, could make changes, but you have to make some changes there. Yeah. And keep this in mind as well when it comes to Joe Espada, and maybe he's just sort of keeping this, you know, I mentioned getting Bo Porter. That's happened in this city twice. You know, not just Bo Porter, but Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
David Culley. I mean, figure we'll remember this. When they hired David Culley, I called him an empty suit on this airway, either the day of or the week that he was hired. You could tell he was just here to sort of bridge the gap while they're trying to rebuild the roster and all that stuff. I could easily see where they're doing that with Joe Espada.
Yeah, and I always feel bad for those guys.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot like in the NBA, too, where you take one for the team as they rebuild, and then when they're finally good, they're like, all right, you don't get to reap the benefits. You're gone. Let's go get an actual coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe there's something there with Espada. I just don't know. I thought that this past year, like if the Astros are going to tear it down to the point where it is a rebuild, I thought they would have or should have done it this past year, and they kind of dipped their toes in those waters by letting Bregman go and trading away Kyle Tucker and getting somebody for him. But then, like I said, you know, then you still made some other moves to try to be as competitive as possible. And as the season played out, you know, that's when you go get a Correa and still try to improve the team because you have a chance during the season. But my point being, if they didn't do it then, I don't know if I believe this front office will be willing to kind of do a full tear down or rebuild now. And I've said this all along, that the Astros are one of those probably five franchises that I don't know if you ever should tear it down and rebuild. I would almost compare them, actually, I think I have in the past, to the Red Sox, where the Red Sox fired Dave Dombrowski months after winning the World Series in 2018 and setting the franchise record for most victories, because the Red Sox said, yeah, you're spending too much money, so let's go get this guy from the Tampa Bay Rays so we can spend less money. And it's like, you know, you're the Boston Red Sox. And so the Astros, I think, are similar, where you fire your GM after winning a World Series. You go get Dana Brown, who's worked for a lot of small market teams and is used to building, you know, on a tighter payroll, and they have reduced the payroll the last couple of years. I know they're still up to, you know, in the top 10, but they're not where they were just a couple of years ago. And it gives me the sense of they're almost trying to operate like a smaller market, where I put the Astros with the Red Sox, the Yankees at this point because of the Astros' success, even throwing the Mets if you want, the Cubs, the Dodgers, where these are teams that should be spending money every year, should be at the top of the league in payroll, and then should be competitive to the point where you can't sell your fans on, hey, we're going to be bad the next 3 years because we're going to rebuild, like the Baltimore Orioles or, you know, whatever, the Kansas City Royals at time. This is the Astros, where I don't know if you have that luxury of being able to, because of the success of the past decade, of taking the next few years to tear it down and build it back up.
Well, but here's the problem. And let me ask you this as a question. Does what we're seeing in the postseason this year factor into what the Astros' big plan is? Because there is maybe no team in baseball better positioned for the next 3 or 4 years than the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
They got a lot of players under 25. They got young pitching. They got Cal Raleigh, who's obviously, you know, an MVP type player. They're going to have money. They have, I think, the number, I don't know. They're a top five farm system. So the Mariners are sitting there where the Astros were, you know, back in the day. Could that be a factor in your big picture? And maybe you're like, hey, we got to start fresh because these guys aren't going anywhere. And for that matter, the Guardians are in a pretty good shape.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of youth and money and farm system and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. There's two ways to look at that. That's kind of what the Baltimore Orioles did, where they looked around at the Red Sox, Yankees in their division. The Rays were always good. The Blue Jays the last couple of years. And it's like, yeah, you know, if we're going to compete, we're not going to be able to outspend them. So let's build through the farm system. And that's certainly what Baltimore did. Now, they had a terrible year this year, but that was their approach. So I guess those are the two sides of the coin of either like the Mariners are really good right now. Let's try to take a step back to be able to take two steps
forward. Or spend.
Or that's the other idea. It's like, we got to catch up to them right now. The Mariners are good. We got to bolster our roster right away to compete with them right now today. And I think for the Houston Astros, I wouldn't have said this in 2013, but because of the last decade, I think the Astros, like I said, are that type of franchise that you do need to spend big money every year. That should be the expectation for this team, and you should be competitive year in and year out. I don't think you can sell a fan base on what the Orioles tried to do, where we're going to lose 100 games. I'm not saying it's going to be that bad here, but the idea of like we're going to tank for the next couple years and then try to build up through younger players and be good 3 years from now. We appreciate your patience. I don't think they have that luxury.
ESPN's MLB core rankings, Dodgers are number one, Seattle's number two.
Wow.
Farm system, Seattle is number three in baseball. And they also have, you know, Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh and all that. They're not going anywhere.
No. No, they're a good team. They got pitching. They had hitting finally this year. If you're an Astros fan, what do you think about the news yesterday? Espada and Dana Brown coming back. On the text line, someone said Dana was operating with one hand tied behind his back. Crane dumped a mess into his lap with all the dead money. Someone said rebuild the medical staff. Someone said felt like Espada lost the locker room. Monumental collapse after the All-Star break. That is true. They were bad from July 5th on after sweeping the Dodgers. But to me, I thought that was more about the injuries piling up than it was losing the locker room. Maybe not. But that's why I give Espada a pass for this past year. Let us know what you think. 713-572-4610. Espada, Dana Brown leading the Astros in 2026. Do you like it? Let us know. In the meantime, when we come back, we got an idea from the fellas just a little while ago, Sean and Seth. They had Nick Caserio, the Texans GM, on this morning for almost an hour. They were talking about that Jalen Nowell touchdown celebration on Sunday, and then it led into another conversation about the best touchdown celebrations by team. So we're going to pick that up and continue that conversation next. What are the best touchdown celebrations by team in the NFL? Let's talk it out next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.